Hey man, Ham Radio 181. I got this idea that I'm gonna, for a while anyway, I'm gonna try this. I'm only gonna record after I've done some exercise because I just think that's cool, man. I just feel so much better. I feel so much more like myself. I used to always think about, like all the time, my whole life, like, what if I had been born in some, like, you know, any time besides the past, you know, few hundred years, particularly though, like any time in like a tribal sort of situation, fucking hunter gatherer shit. I was like, how would I even live? How would I even survive? Or I used to joke that in like medieval England, like I'd have to convince people I was a wizard or something so they would allow me to live. But just in this 1 month of exercising every day, it's amazing, dude. Like, I can do the little, you know, Soda Popinski from Punch-Out, does his little pec flex. I mean, I don't have the pecs really to speak of, but I can do that. I can make my pecs fucking jump. I can do the little pec flex move. It's fucking insane. Like, it is just that my body was just dying for me to do exercise. Cause like, in any other period in history, I would have had to. There would be no choice. There would be no option to just be basically sedentary. Thank God I walk a lot. Like, I mean, I walk like an hour a day minimum, just always for my whole life. I've just always done that. So at least that kept things from getting fucking ridiculous. But yeah, I just realized like if I lived in one of these tribal societies, I would be fine. I got everything that I need. I'm a full human being. I can fucking, I don't know, that dude Elliot Hulse that I've been talking about a lot, he's like a strength coach guy on YouTube, and his parents are from Belize, you know, and just like grew up without shoes, and like you just climb up a tree to grab down fucking bananas and shit, and like I could do that. I could, why not? Even just other stuff, like I was hitting sleeping pills like so hard because I just got so fed up with years of not being able to sleep. So I was like, I'm going to try this. I'm just going to like take a sleeping pill every day if I have to and just see what happens. I did that for like 3 months and it did help, actually. It did help a lot. But I got toward the end of the little package and I was like, I guess I got to go buy a new one. And I just never did. This whole month, I just haven't needed them. So I haven't used them. It's amazing. Or I always keep breath mints in my pocket and I just keep some painkillers in there. And I'd pop those all the time. Like, I don't know, I'd like bite one in half. Just if I felt a little bit of a headache coming on. I'm at Joel's house. There's weird construction outside. Close this fucking window. And I mean, occasionally I still use one, but only if I have an actual headache, not every day, you know? Like, just, I don't know, man. It's just bananas. Like, it's so obvious. It's such obvious advice. And I just cruised for 35 years without ever taking it. It's fucking mental. So I don't know, man. I can't recommend it enough. I mean, I just do like this series of stretches. And then it's all just dumbbell shit right now. But fuck it. I mean, it's a start. It's enough. Yeah, the mind-body connection, man. It's fucking crazy. Oh, and I guess the other thing is, yeah, it's like I was feeling all shitty today because I didn't get around to doing this. I brought my weights to Joel's because I was like, once his kids go to sleep, he's out with his wife. Like, I got to do this because it's the only way I'll fucking feel better. And I mean, that's true. I just, some days it is the only way I'll feel better. But so what? I do feel better after. And that's what like makes me do it. That makes me fucking stick with this. And that's where it's like that catch 22. I mean, feeling bad does feel bad. Can't argue with that. But it's so important. It's like so helpful. And even that, I might have said this last time, but it just makes me like less scared to go get hurt, to just do weird stuff that might fuck things up or hurt my little feelings or go wrong or whatever. Because fuck it, man. It's just like I can funnel it back into something useful. Ah, it's pretty great. Fucking pretty great. So I want to play Bat Country by Avenged Sevenfold. I've like tried this band a bunch of times because I love this song and the video is awesome. But I keep trying them and I'm like, I don't know, man. I just, the rest of their shit I don't really like. But this is one of the best songs that has ever been made. It is so fucking amazing. And just the part at the start, the quote, he who makes a beast of himself gets rid of the pain of being a man. Like, I'm sure that they're not referring to exercise, but I feel like that, like when I'm just pushing, like, oh, one more push up, just fucking do it. And it feels like that. It feels like more animal than man. And it does take away the pain, but not in this like awful way, in this awesome way of just getting out of your head, just letting your body and your brain all become an intertwined system. Ah, awesome. All right. Bat Country by Avenged Sevenfold.
Time.
So I've lost track of how many push-ups I can do because I... It's what's cool too with... it's like this with anything. Like when I started getting into audio production and audio editing, you realize it's this endless hole you can go down. You can just follow it forever, and there's always more you can learn, and it can never be too granular. And man, exercises like that, like I've just got these very basics from just watching videos from this one dude and just following some stuff he recommended. But even going through that, like I keep finding new stuff and building in new layers of stuff. And you can feel that like when he talks about, like, he knows every muscle in the body. It's ridiculous. But it's cool too. It's like, see how he says, like, it doesn't matter so much what the routine is. Like, don't worry about everything being so scientifically perfect and whatever. Like, it's better to do a bad routine and to be into it than to just, like, not do anything or just rotely go through these boring motions. But I definitely had a sense I was doing all these exercises too fast, and he pointed out this thing is called this the 3-1-3 method, where whatever the exercise is, you just do a three count, pause for one or for zero, but I pause for 1 second, and then a three count back up. So I can't really count my push-ups because I'm busy counting that out, like 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, pause. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000 to go back up. I do it a little fast. It's hard to go that slow, like 3 actual seconds. As you can hear, fucking does me in, man. And I just do it till I can't do it no more. It's fucking awesome. The other thing you mentioned that I like is, it's like for getting started on something, for developing a habit, is like the rule of threes. Just do it for 3 days. Whatever the thing is, you know, you're going to write every day, you're going to exercise, whatever. Do it for 3 days. And at the end of the 3 days, you're like, okay, that wasn't so tough. I did 3 days, you know, whatever, I can do that. So now I'll do 3 weeks. And you stick with it, and you get to 3 weeks, and you're like, all right, that didn't kill me. 3 fucking weeks, whatever. Now I'll go 3 months. And once you hit 3 months, like, that's it. That's a habit now. You're a different person. Like, that's a thing that you do now. I love that, the breaking it down like that. It's like you just get sneaky on yourself. You just trick yourself. I feel, too, just after exercising and stuff, just like my brain is more open and loose. I feel a lot more candid. I'm going to try this fucking rule of threes thing, but for something weird, it's that one thing that really throws me into a tailspin, I think it's part of what happened today even, where I feel bad and I'm just like starting to not be able to deny anymore that this is making me feel bad, is say I'm laying in bed at night and I'm just kind of like, you know, I sleep better, but I still don't sleep super great. And my mind starts wandering and worrying about, like, girls in particular that I had problems with or that I'm frustrated by, and I'm just laying in bed and just fucking, it's the easiest place in the world to jerk off into a sock and then fall asleep. But especially because it's just dark and it's quiet and I'm all by myself and I'm half not there because I am half asleep. And man, I just let my brain go to some bad places, because, like, that's one of my things. I don't really think you should deny thoughts and feelings. Like, the only way out is through, you know? You can't deny them and ignore them. You got to face them head on. You just plow through them. So I was doing that for a while. I was like, you know what? So if what can just get me to just come as fast as possible and wear me out so I'll fall asleep is to just imagine, like, I just imagine, like, just really treating these women bad, you know, just really just sexually abusing them in a way I never have in real life and never would. And I'm like, whatever, man, it's just my thoughts. Don't be embarrassed by your thoughts. Don't deny them. Who gives a shit? But then I really do feel fucking awful the next day. Like, it's hard to come back out of it. And I can't deny it, I guess. It's that dehumanizing aspect. I don't really feel that way about any of these people. I don't wish them any ill, you know? I really wish them well. And I'm just being a baby. I'm just being ridiculous. And I think it's just, and it doesn't hurt them any. It doesn't hurt anybody. It's just in my brain. It messes me up. So I think I'm going to try to apply this principle to that. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'll just, like, take I don't know. I've had times before when I was a teenager and stuff where I'll get all righteous about something and just like delete all my porn. And then I always regret it. I'm like, oh, dude, that was dumb. Why'd I do that? But I think I'm just going to take, because I got it segregated into folders. And, you know, I've got like just the, here's just naked chicks smiling, happy, nice folder. And then here's the folder of like meat holes and whatever the fuck bullshit. So I think I'm going to take all that shit and just put it on an obscure fucking portable drive that I need to deliberately plug in if I want it and stuff, just to get it out of the way. That's the thing, is that it's really boring sometimes to just jerk off to just normal naked chicks. Like, real boring. It's hard to do. It's just like, I don't even care. I can't even get into this. It's like, if I would just go get some harder shit, it would spark my brain up. Hear a weird knocking sound. I don't know what that is. Oh, whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I'm going to try it. I mean, I feel like maybe I'll just get used to it. Maybe if I just bring things down to a simmer, back down to reality. I mean, that's again in the fucking nomadic fucking hunter-gatherer days. That's all you had to jerk off to, was just people that you saw walking around. That's it. You didn't have crazy internet porn and all this berserk crazy shit. So I'll do it for 3 days, see how I feel. And then if it's all right, I'll go 3 weeks and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. We'll see how it goes. All right, this is a much less intense song than Avenged Sevenfold, but this is Jamiroquai. I was just thinking of Jamiroquai the other day. I was like, oh yeah, Jamiroquai, they were kind of cool. And then I went and downloaded way too much. Instead of just like getting one album, I got like three or four. But this newer album that came out in 2010, I think, has some fucking cool shit. It's got this song called All Good in the Hood. And I love this song, and it's actually got a lot of sort of similar themes to the shit I've been saying. Is just like, it's got some stuff about like how, you know, life can be better with some pain in it, you know? You gotta have some hurt to really make things feel all right. And it's like, yeah, Jamiroquai. And there's on YouTube, you can find a live version of this song, like live in a studio. A session, whatever. So good. The dude, JK, the singer, Jason K. He fucking rules, man. I fucking love that guy. Alright, I gotta get back to some fucking exercises. Here's Jamiroquai. All good in the hood, baby. See ya. even got like out. In that song, he's talking about the pain ever since you started walking out on me. But it sounds like he's saying working out. I just can't remember it. Because, hey, don't get me wrong, it fucking hurts. Ah, but it feels so good, man. Ah. Something that's great, too, I'm glad I stumbled on this Elliot Hulse guy. He's so cool, where he's the same age as me, he's 35, and he, I don't know, because this idea when I was gonna fucking move in with this chick in Toronto was like, I'm like, all right, fuck it, like, I don't know, in some ways it was like, all right, I'm throwing in my chips now, fuck it, like, I'm gonna have to fucking be a sensible person, not all this chasing art bullshit anymore. Like, I'll just go get a job somewhere, it'll be nice and normal, reliable. And I'm just, man, it's so nice that, well, then I think, like, then when things fell apart, like, still kind of felt that way. It's like, oh, fuck, like, it's still a sign that my life is fucked up and I need to change things. And it is, don't get me wrong, my life is all fucked up, but this Elliot Hulse dude really did, he's like, don't do it, you know, don't just go work the normal job. Like, a lot of reasons, but, like, one of them is, you think of that as, like, stable, like, oh, I'll go work for someone else, I'll go work for some other company, but, you know, that never lasts forever, especially now, and just, like, companies come, companies go, businesses start, businesses fail. Putting away your nest egg with our crazy fucking weird economy and inflation and whatever the fuck, who knows where the future's gonna be, is that the only thing you can really bank on if you really want to have a sense of security in the future is you gotta bank on yourself. Like, you have to become the kind of person that you can fucking rely on. And regardless of what you do from there, like, that's really what you gotta accomplish. And then he points out too, like, just that jobs, like, it's like, be serious, you know? Like, can you really do that stuff? Will you be even remotely happy? And I think of, I mean, my parents, God bless them, you know, like, they've paid my rent for a long time. I don't want to disparage them or anything, but I would never want to do what they do. And in fact, they told me I shouldn't. Like, they're real estate lawyers. And they're like, dude, don't get into this. You don't want to do this. And, like, I was, like, a little paralegal helper guy for them a few summers. So I've seen what they do, and it's like they've got basically different forms for different situations, and you fill them in different ways, and you bring people in and you explain to them, and it's a lot of paperwork, and they've been doing that for over 40 years. Dude, get out of here. They own a bunch of property and stuff, and there's that sort of security that even if things go to hell in a handcart in North America, like, I mean, they'll probably be fine. Things would have to be pretty bad for things to go wrong for my parents. They're supporting two shitty kids on top of it, and they're like, whatever. So it's great in that sense, but yeah, I can't do that. I'm not the kind of person that can do that. Fucking, that'd be crazy. And I just love that this Elliot Hulse guy really just like writing especially is really what I think I want to, like, I always feel so good when I work on it. And, but it is such a slow process. Like, you really need to just every day, same thing, every day work on it. And like a lot, like, but I was like, yeah, I'm just double down on that. Make that happen. There's no reason why I can't. Like, I have all these potential skills and abilities and shit. I know that I do. And that was something too, is like, I was really, in order to sort of fit in with this girl, it was like, all right, let me try to be more like her. And again, no offense, but it's like, she's not a creative person, like a creator type of person. So it was just like, man, it's just like the constant battle of like, now what do we do? What do we do when we're hanging out? What do we talk about? What is the connection? How do we fill the time? I mean, she definitely noticed. She clearly noticed because she's like, there's no fun hanging out with you. Get the fuck out of here. And man, I felt real bad about it for a while. And I'm like, oh, and this other dude that she's with, I'm like, really? Unbelievable. Really? You'd rather hang out with that guy? But yeah, it's because they're both just sitting around, whatever, watching shitty TV shows and talking about nothing and just whatever. Like, again, no offense. God bless them. More power to you. But, like, that's not how I am. And it's like, when I get back on that track of, the fuck is going on out there? Joel lives by the GO train tracks. A lot of weird construction issue going on out there. But when I get back onto that path of like remembering like what I can do and all my abilities, and it's like, fuck, dude, once I'm in that stream, soaring like an eagle, like those type of people could never keep up with me. Never. There's no possible way. They're going to write a book or whatever, you know, it's just like, there's no way, it's not going to happen. And I mean, I shouldn't feel bad about myself for not being able to fit into that. It's like, just don't worry about that. Worry about me, worry about my own thing. And then if I can find some girl somewhere that fits in with that, that's great. But even if I can't, like, I guess that's another thing that I realized is how small people's lives are, you know? Like my parents, they get up, they go to their office, they work, they come home. That's really it. Little side divergences. And it's like that for everyone. Fucking famous film directors, fucking rock stars. Everyone's life is in a little box. It's a little tiny routine that they do with occasional, side divergences. And I think I was sort of less aware of that in some ways because I had all those weird years of going to New York and being internet famous for no reason, for some shit that I didn't earn at all. And just traveling around and doing whatever I wanted, and life seemed like real big. It was like a weird movie, like I'll just go do whatever I want. But it's not realistic and it's not productive. It's not the reality of how you actually get anything done. So this past month has been a lot of working out and just going to like a 24-hour Tim Hortons and just hunkering down or the library or whatever and just writing. But that's what it's gonna have to be. Like, that's gonna be it. Like, you kind of, I had to sort of make my peace in a way of like, this, if this is what I'm gonna do, then this is gonna be my life. It's gonna be some variation of this. Hours and hours every day are just gonna be sat somewhere writing. That's it. That's the only way to make this happen. And yeah, it's not super exciting and it's not super sexy and cool, but that's just it. That's just what it is. Unless I just wanna be a layabout forever, you know? All right, I think that's enough fucking ranting. Problem is, I got more shit that I want to say than I have songs I've been listening to lately. So a couple shows back, I played an acoustic version of this Nata Surf song. So much Nata Surf lately. Clear Eyes and Clouded Mind. So I'm just going to play the album version. Boom.
So we got a question here from our friend Kersey, who has a pretty good life. You know, his parents are cool. He lives in a nice house. He lives in Florida, apparently, but has never left Florida. He's 21 years old. He's also an artist, and he has this desire in his body. His heart is telling him that I need to go travel. I need to get out, and I need to develop myself in my art. He's a cartoonist and anime, I think. Some sort of interesting cartoon, unique cartoon drawings he makes. So he's developing his skill, but he also feels this yearning for adventure, this yearning for travel, right? You never left Florida, bro, and you're 21, so I can see why you're feeling that way. I have a few different perspectives on this, but before I share either perspective with you, know that it's coming from the sentiment of damned if you do, damned if you don't. I've said this before. What you do really doesn't matter as much as how you are or how you travel the journey. The journey doesn't matter nearly as much as what kind of a traveler you are. How are you developing yourself as a traveler? How do you deal with the perils? How do you handle the challenges? How do you receive the gifts along the travel? It's not the road, it's the walker, right? So when I say damned if you do, damned if you don't, there could be two totally different roads, and you could walk this one and it could be absolutely brilliant, but it also could be really fucked up. And you can follow this one. It could be absolutely brilliant. It could be absolutely fucked up. There's no fucking guarantee. Absolutely none. The world will have you believe there's a guarantee, but there is not a single guarantee. All these kids that are graduating college with these $80,000 degrees that can't even work at Starbucks. All the people who put their money in the stock market and bought all this real estate, 2008, it all went away. Don't let anybody fool you into believing that there's a guarantee, that there's a safe way. The well-trodden path is the scariest way, in my opinion, right? Because then you just spent the last 80 years of your life doing everything that everybody else told you to do, and you never really lived or produced anything unique. If everybody's going this way, go that way. And if they guarantee you anything, be very suspicious. Always be suspicious of the guarantee, because it's a way to enslave you. I love civilization. I've got this love-hate relationship with civilization, because civilization's pretty fucking cool. I mean, we've got cars, and we've got running water, we've got food in the supermarkets, but it's also got, it's a double-edged sword, right? I'm listening to this audio program called The History of the People's History of the United States. Do you know what it takes to develop civilization? How many people have to die? How many people had to become slaves? There's an ugly side to it. Civilization's beautiful, but I mean, even just look at the United States. You live in Florida. For us to have all the oil that we use to drive all the fucking cars that we have, people are dying, right? Don't think that our wars overseas have anything to do with being patriotic or bad guys. It has everything to do with the expansion of civilization, of this type of civilization, right? So don't let civilization, right? The Rastas would call it Babylon. Don't let Babylon fool you into thinking that it's all right and true. It's an interesting game that humanity's playing, and we happen to be a part of it, and there's some good stuff to it, but don't be fooled into believing that it's all hunky-dory, beautiful, and that it's full of truths, because there's a lot of lies, and one of those lies is do what everyone in civilization is telling you to do. Live in this world, but be not of it. And that means, as much as you learn the language and you wear the clothes and you do the things that civilized people do, you also have to honor the language of your body. You've got to listen with your heart, and you've got to move with your balls. And your body and your heart and your balls are gonna lead you down certain roads that, because of the safety net of society, the safety net of civilization, it will only be a more fascinating, safe journey for you. What do I mean by this? So you want to travel as an artist, but you don't know how you're going to pay for the whole thing. It really doesn't fucking matter how you pay for it. Your heart is asking you to make a move, and you gain a certain type of strength by following your body, following your heart. There's a certain type of strength, and the power and the intelligence of your heart grows every time you listen to it. It's risky, it seems, because we've been guided by our heads. That's how civilization controls us. We've been guided by our heads for so long. So when the heart starts speaking, you're like, oh, I don't get this. I don't understand this. What's going on? And everybody tells you, no, don't listen to your heart. I just posted something on Facebook earlier today that said, you know, feel more and think less. So many people are so fucking indoctrinated. So indoctrinated by religion and society, civilization, that the heart is like called the whole heart evil. The heart's not evil. You just don't understand the heart because you're so fucking brainwashed. You follow the heart a little bit, and it grows in its intelligence. It grows in its strength. It grows its inability to serve you in an intelligent way. There's a magnificent intelligence in your body. But check me out. It's not that crazy because you've got the safety net of civilization. Go out, my friend. Get on a Greyhound bus and go to another city. Whatever city you want to go to. And you know what you'll find there? Homeless centers. There are places where you can walk in tonight and have a warm bed and a meal for free. Hey, civilization ain't so fucking bad. They fool you into having you believe that is unrespectable in some particular way, or that you're a failure in some particular way, but that's just a fucking story, right? You're a failure in civilization if you can't pay a lot of taxes. See, I'm a success. And I pay a shitload of fucking taxes. So I feel good and the world feels good about me. But it's a trap. You know what you get? You get to live off of my tax money. You go to the homeless shelter in your city, I help pay for that. It's all this kind of like, nobody wins, nobody loses. But don't be fooled by any one particular part of this story. Follow your heart. You might not have all the things and experience, well, your experiences will be very different than most people's, but you might not have the trappings of what society calls success, but you will have listened to your heart and honored the genius within you. You'd have developed your art. You're an artist, my friend, and an artist creates art for nothing more than art. That's the purpose of art, is itself, right? Who said that? Wilde, Oscar Wilde. The only purpose of art is art. It's its only purpose. You produce your art, and you're also making your life a piece of art by having a subjective experience that defies what everyone tells you should be doing or shouldn't be doing. Go, my friend, go. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be different. No one's going to be able to give you a roadmap for its course, but it's going to be unique. It's going to be you. You'll be safe, don't worry. We got food stamps and shit, right? There's clean water. You live in America, motherfucker. It's easy here. You could drop out of society and society will still carry you in this country, right? Go to Ecuador or some shit. Go live up in the mountains somewhere in South America. Now you're really fucked. Lions are chasing you, you got malaria and shit, and the government will probably put you in jail just so they can hold you ransom. You live in America, it's all cozy and easy here, right? So bounce, dude. Go, follow your heart. And I'm not making any guarantees about that either. Done.
betrayed me. Now my vision is no longer hazy. I'm very lucky to have my crew. They stood by me when she flew. I've been knocked down, beat down, black and blue.
She's not the one coming back for you. She's not the one coming back for you. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. Again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend.
If I fall back down.
It is a much different feeling when I do like squats than when I do anything with my arms, because my arms really are my whole upper body. I mean, very underdeveloped. Like I was saying, it only took a month for it to kind of start to turn into a normal body, because I'm just dying for it. Whereas my legs, like I was saying, I mean, I walk all the time. That was a weird little realization too. I was walking around like beyond the end of the subway going west in Toronto, just like, where am I now? Just so random. Walked by a place called Atomic Avenue. And this went further and further. But it's like this idea too of like the future is gonna happen. I'm gonna get there. I'm just waiting for it to happen, waiting for a thing to change. Me and my friend Brad were talking about this the other day, of like, it's not gonna change. It's not gonna be different. Like, I think that was another thing with this girl there. I'm just like trying to force a sea change, you know, force a change of venue. Like artificially create a finish line to cross. Because it would be, I mean, if that had gone down, if she had decided to move in with me and we really did try to make it work, I mean, that is old life over, new life begun. And yeah, it really, for any resentments and somewhat bad feelings that are still floating around in me, I mean, she totally did the right thing. I mean, thank God she did. Thank God she had the sense, because I was blinded. I was in la-la mode. But it never would have worked, because it's not my life. It's not how I am. And I realized walking around at fucking 2 a.m, just listening to some weird podcast or something. And I just thought back to how I've always done that. I've always, like, I remember going to this park by my house when I was a teenager, when I was like 17 or something, and listening to Busta Rhymes' second album and Gomez's second album a lot, just swinging on the swings. Vancouver, tons of walks, just weird random places all by myself, just listening to whatever, you know. But again, like before podcasts, was just music, and then after podcasts it'd be some of that and just whatever. Now I'm in New York, I did that. I know way too much about Queens and Briarwood and fucking Whitestone. And yeah, here I am in Toronto, still have been doing that this whole time. Like, this is it. Like, it's just this realization that it's like, this is my life. This moment that's happening right now, all it is me walking around by myself. And yeah, I don't have some great girlfriend on my arm. I don't have international super fame. I don't even have an income right now. I mean, that's something I would like to try to fucking rectify, but this is it. This is what I do. Like, this is what, as an organism, this is what I do. This is not going to change. This is not something to leave behind. Just within the framework of whatever else I might happen to figure out and accomplish, like, this is it. This is what I am. And yeah, maybe it's kind of small and singular and just individualistic. I think even that, like, got into my head, where I went from this kind of teenage narcissism of, like, yeah, I deserve to be known, why not? And, like, the way Alan Moore talks about it is, it used to be, you know, a young man searching for adventure would go out to sea, but there's nowhere to go anymore. Everything's discovered, and you can't even go into outer space, even if you could. So what? We know what's there. You're not getting anywhere new. The adventure is fame, and I mean, I've found a way to sort of get that going a little bit for a while in the mid-2000s with all the New York stuff. And again, it was like Keith and Hemda were doing their grind. They get up every day, they go to their studio, they record their podcast. Like, to them, that's the work, that's the job. It's like kind of a small circle, a small loop that is what they built everything they have out of. And I'm just coming in there. I'm just out, here I am. Here I am just showing up at parties, getting drunk, fuck it. All the fun, none of the work. Like, yeah, it's nonsense. I don't know where I was going with all this shit, but whatever. Oh yeah, just that because I walk a lot, my legs are much more developed, so it's a whole different feeling. Like, with my arms, it doesn't take that long to just hit exhaustion levels, and then it hurts a bit, but then it just feels good. It's like, yeah. Whereas my legs, it's much harder because my legs are already in fucking awesome shape. So it takes forever to get to that point where, like, I can't do another squat, or I maybe can, but it just burns, like, so much. It just hurts. This is deep pain. It's not the same feeling. It's not as pleasant. That's for sure. All right, so since I'm just a Joel's babysitting, and I always just listen to his records, and I haven't really dived too deep into all the ones I don't know, because it's a record. I don't know. I'm always busy looking after kids or something, and you got to deal with a record. You got to pick it up, and you got to put it on and flip it over, and it's a big pain in the ass. So I tend to just go back to the same 10 records or so over and over. So let's play Breakfast in America by Supertramp, which is the song that got sampled by Gym Class Heroes for Cupid's Chokehold that I used to listen to a lot in Vancouver. So, like, they really shamelessly sample a huge chunk of it. So Breakfast in America basically just makes me think of Cupid's Chokehold and makes me think of Vancouver. So let's listen to that.
Don't you look at my girlfriend, 'cause she's the only one I got.
man, whenever I start lifting these fucking things that are 10, I don't know if they're 10 kilograms or 10 pounds because we are in Canada. I don't know. I assume they still do pounds, right, for that shit. I don't know. And it's like, yeah, so I'm just doing some exercise and like, it's not, I'm not feeling it at all. You know, I'm just like, whatever, fuck, this is taking forever. What is this shit? Like, I need to get heavier weights, but then once it starts to hit, once your muscles start to burn, oh, then it goes down pretty fast after that. I definitely recommend, if you're interested in doing some dumb exercise, is if you can get a mirror. I don't know, it just makes it feel so much more real to me if I watch in a mirror. It's perfect, this weird mirror that's at the place I live now. You know, it's just a place I moved into, it was already furnished and everything. It's like perfectly cut off where if I stand in front of the mirror, I can only see from like my mouth down. And that seems like perfect. Not staring in my eyes all intense, being all creepy, fucking taxi driver and shit, but just watching myself do the shit. It's nice. I was watching this little BuzzFeed video today. It was just like about body image and stuff. No, it wasn't even, I mean, it was that, but I'm thinking of is Kids React. Kids React to some music video, some chick who's not, you know, just super skinny. So it's like, hey, what do you guys think about body image, blah, blah, blah. And it's all the, oh, you should be happy with your body no matter what it is, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I agree, but I do think it's like, you should exercise. Like, I know I'm only a month deep on this, but this is so evident now that like, this needs to happen. Everyone should be doing this. So I think that's what I would say. That would be my official take if I were president or something. It's like, you should exercise. Everyone should exercise regularly. And then whatever body you have at that point, yeah, fucking be happy with that. Be cool, be proud, whatever. But yeah, I don't think you can just be proud if you just sit around. Now, I was not proud of my body before. I've been sitting around nerd body. Oh yeah, it's wonderful. I thought I had one other stupid thought, but now I can't think of what it was. Oh yeah, that was it. Even just like that, I was tired, you know, with the kids, playing around with them, reading them stories, getting them in bed, just tired. I don't feel tired now. It's midnight now. I feel fine because I'm exercising and doing shit and I'm active. Like, maybe I should try to break this into 2 exercise routines per day, because I usually need to take like a little siesta, just a little cat nap for 40 minutes in the middle of the day, and then I'm good. But if I don't, it's brutal. So maybe I should integrate some exercise into that too. The one thing I really haven't been finding time for, but I did like, was the meditation thing of just putting on rain sounds and binaural beats or whatever, and just sitting still. And it really is a head clearer, and I really do feel better about stuff. But it's tough. It's a real tough one. But yeah, I mean, just like the helping me sleep and not so much with the headaches and the tiredness and all this bullshit, like, it's amazing all these things that exercise helps with. But the one thing it did not is that I have to go to the bathroom all the time. Like, I have to pee all the time. And I went to see a doctor about it, and he's like, you just have a small bladder and you process liquids crazy fast, and that's just how it is. And we can do a surgery when you're like 60, but as a younger man, you just have to deal with it. And unfortunately, exercise did not help that in the slightest. If anything, it's worse, because now I really have to drink more water. I mean, I should anyway, but like, it's just, it's ridiculous. I just have to pee all the time. I just don't have any choice. Like, if I get a kidney stone or something someday, it's like, well, what the fuck was I supposed to do? I can't just be peeing always, you know? Even if you're at home, it's a pain in the ass. But if you're out in the world, you just can't. Like, as soon as it's like, all right, I'm going to leave the house, don't drink for an hour before I leave. Just like, at minimum. So I don't know, that's a shame. That is one part of my life that is not all fixed up, and I guess will not be, and that sucks. I was so scared to go see a doctor, but I thought at least, though, get a weird catheter put up and all these tests done, and at least they may be able to fix it, and they didn't. They could not. Terrible. This recorder's really creaky. Like, listen to this. It's just moving my fingers a little, it creaks. I mean, I shouldn't complain. This is the one that went through the house fire and fell in a toilet, and I've had it for years, but it's like, stop creaking. Why do you make these little creaks? All right, well, I think that could be an episode, man. That's probably enough. So to go back to Joel's record collection, there's this band, Big Star, with number one record. I only really know this song, Ballad of El Gudo, because Evan Dando covered it. But if you happen to have this thing on record, side two, I haven't listened to as much, but side one is amazing. It's got El Gudo, it's got that song that that 70s show used for their theme song. That was Big Star. It's got 13 that you've probably heard somewhere just because it's weirdly famous. But yeah, Ballad of El Gudo, man. I've been trying hard against strong odds. It's a real good song. So thanks for joining me for my weird little workout at Joel's house. See you next time, man.
Years ago, my heart was set to live. Oh, and I've been trying hard against unbelievable odds. It's so hard in times like now to hold on. The guns that wait to be stuck by at my side is God. And there ain't no one going to turn me. Just a hold.